I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. This is your Tuesday Teaching Tip for Tuesday, the 3rd of October, 2017. And today we're talking about how to speak through a translator. Now you may say, that's a bit of a niche topic. Not many of us might get to speak through a translator. But I think the tips we're going to talk about today can be applied to many situations, including speaking to people in your own language who understand your own language. And this is on my mind because I was in Mexico last week speaking at a conference about worship, and a fantastic time it was too. If you have never been to Mexico, I can thoroughly recommend it. The worship there is very enthusiastic and expressive, vocally, bodily, and in every way. And more on that another time. But I had the chance to speak through a translator, and I've done a few of these in different places, in Japan, in Indonesia, in India, and most recently in Mexico. And I have in the past searched for information about the best way to speak when you know you're going to need to be translated, and not found much in books or online. So I thought I'd share with you a few of the things that I've just picked up by my own experience of going and doing these things, and some of the things that have worked and haven't worked, and they might be useful for you. So we're talking about speaking through a translator. Now, primarily I'm talking about when your translating is being done live. In other words, you have to stop while the person on stage with you with a microphone translates what you've just said. But I think the principles of what I'm talking about will also apply in different practical ways when you have someone who's doing in-ear translating, when you're speaking without stopping, and someone is in a booth somewhere translating, and it's going into people's ears through some kind of radio transmission or something like that. So, but primarily I'm talking about when someone has to translate for you in your presence to your audience. So let's look at a few tips here, and I hope they're helpful. The first thing I would suggest is that we must simplify our language. Squash all the syllables. Instead of 3, 4, or 5 syllable words, bring it down to 1 or 2, maybe 3, but subtract as many syllables as you can from your words. Simplify your language, not to dumb it down, but to make sure you're using the best, most simple words to get your point across. So number one, simplify your language. Number two, cultural sensitivity. Think carefully about the culture you're going into, because you're not just it's not just a different language we're dealing with here, it's a different culture. Some cultures are very similar, some are very different. I remember a trip I made to India a few years ago, and I was giving a talk about the finding strength in God, and I made a point about marriage and about choice and how we all have a choice who we marry. And of course, I'd completely forgotten, and I knew this, but I'd forgotten that in India, for many people, they don't really have much of a choice. Arranged marriage is still a very strong cultural norm. And so when I said that we have a choice, I looked at people, well, people looked at me blankly, and in fact, with a bit of a frown, and somebody laughed and said, actually, we don't. And it was a funny moment in the speech, in fact, and it was okay. But we can easily make those cultural faux pas, and sometimes they can be offensive. So we need to be a little careful there and think through what you're going to say and whether there might be any cultural issues there. If you're not sure, find someone from that country, that culture, and ask them, here's what I'm going to talk about. Do you think there's anything I should be aware of? So number two, cultural sensitivity. Number three, send your scriptures and an outline of your lesson to the person who will be translating for you in advance. Please don't give them the stuff on the day. Please don't not even tell them. It's really hard translating. I've never done it, but I can tell. I know it's difficult. So help your translator, which will help you to get your message across better, by telling them which scriptures you're going to use and sending them the outline in advance. Even though I didn't have my outline prepared 2 weeks before I went, I did know the scriptures I was going to use, and so I sent those to the translator, and nearer the time I sent an outline, perhaps not every word, but at least the outline, the bullet points, the headlines of what you're going to be saying, what I was going to be saying. So do that in advance, send them the scriptures, send them an outline, preferably send them the whole presentation, including slides if you're using them. It will really help them to know where you're going and what you want to get across. So that's the third thing. Fourthly, use visuals wherever appropriate. Use visuals because a picture paints 1,000 words or whatever the phrase is. Pictures are so helpful. And if you can, instead of explaining something, just show a picture, it can make a huge difference to communicating clearly. I did this with in my presentations in Mexico, including a cartoon that was in English, but I showed it to the translator ahead of time so that he could translate the cartoon, a 3-panel cartoon, and get the point across, and it was quite humorous, and the congregation laughed. Humor is difficult when you're doing it through a translator, but if you can use visuals, you can stimulate humor, and that can help you get your message across tremendously effectively. So use visuals, pictures, numbers, statistics, props, physical things. Dave Eastman was speaking, and he used props at this conference. It made a big difference to the effectiveness of his presentation. Use video where it's appropriate. Obviously, be careful if it's in a different language. You might need to be translated or subtitled, but perhaps a video without words. Use visuals. Number five, wherever possible, meet and talk together with your translator before the event. Most of us will arrive well before our talks, and therefore we can meet the translator, find out the name, meet up with them, and you'll get a better feel for, firstly, how good their translating skills are. You should ask them how often have they done this before. I had a first-timer once, and I therefore made allowances for that. This time, this person had translated before. That was helpful for me to know that. So, and get a feel for the personality. How expressive are they? Can you connect? Get to know the person. If there's a bit of chemistry on stage because you already know each other, it can really help the presentation. So, meet the person in advance. Number six. Speak clearly. Speak clearly. And what that means in most cases is speak more slowly than you usually do in your own language, and use pauses, and use really good diction. Your translator may not hear you as clearly as you hear yourself. And if they are not speaking, if their first language is not yours, but the people to whom you're speaking, then diction and speaking slowly and clearly is really important. So speak more slowly, more clearly, good diction. That will really help. And short phrases. So please don't give your translator a whole paragraph of 3 or 4 sentences. That's tough. Give them a sentence, give them half a sentence, perhaps even ask them what they would prefer, a whole sentence or not. So speak clearly. And number seven, and finally, relax and have a laugh. It is inevitable that there will be miscommunication between you and your translator, or the translator and the congregation. It's okay. It actually can add something. I have found that every time I have a translator, he and I have a bit of banter because he'll make a mistake, or I won't say something clearly, or he'll look at me quizzically like he didn't understand, and I'll have to explain something, perhaps an idiom that doesn't translate very clearly or simply into his culture. Just have a laugh, relax. It adds something. It's quite funny. And as I say, humor is difficult in translation, but if you're having a good time with your translator, that itself can be a very bonding thing and communicate good things to your congregation. So there we have 7 things. Number one, simplify your language, squash the syllables. Number two, cultural sensitivity, bear in mind it's not the same as where you're coming from. Thirdly, set the scriptures and your outline in advance to the person who will be doing the translating for you. Fourthly, wherever possible, use some visuals. They are powerful. Number five, meet and talk together with your translator in advance, not just before the presentation, preferably even a day or two ahead of time. Perhaps you can even phone them or Skype them. And number six, speak clearly, slowly, good diction. And number seven, relax, have a laugh. Things will go wrong, but it'll be all right on the night. It'll be fine. So, just in concluding, I would encourage us, when you've finished, thank your translator. And give him a big vote, or her a big vote of thanks, because translating is difficult. It takes immense concentration. to get it right. So do thank them and encourage them for their service to you and to the congregation. And there's one other thing I just think it might be worth mentioning, which is this. Well, sometimes I think speaking through a translator can have an even bigger impact than if the person wasn't needed, if you were just speaking to people who understood your language. There's something about speaking with a translator, and I think part of it might be that because you have to pause, because you have to stop every now and again for the translator to speak, the people listening have time to digest. They've heard what the translator is saying. They're digesting it as you speak your next phrase. And perhaps they have more time to just let what you're saying settle into their minds and their hearts. And in that way, speaking through a translator could be even more effective than if you were speaking in your own language. And that's a good encouragement for us, because it is possible to think that it might be less impacting, but maybe it could be more impacting than ever. So, 7 tips for speaking through a translator. I hope they're useful. Now, what I would really love is your observations, your comments. Have you ever spoken through a translator? What did you find helped? What did you find was difficult? How did you overcome that? Or if you've listened to someone through a translator, what did you find useful? As you've been sitting there listening to someone being translated, what went well, what didn't go so well? And especially if you are a translator and you have been useful and used as a translator, then could you also please comment and say what you have found helpful or not so helpful in speaking and having someone speak in one language and you translate into another? I would find that so helpful, and I'm sure many other people would as well. So there you have it. One last favor I'd like to ask, please pass this on to one other person. Just one other person you think might find this useful or helpful, and then we'll spread the word and we'll be able to learn from one another, and because that's how we learn best, because we learn best in community. So I hope that's been helpful. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.